Yeah.
Awesome. Does everybody have a good trip?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to spend most of it down the coast. I was really excited. We had a good weekend this weekend, and some neat things taking place. I'm so excited with what's taking place in our company right now. All the new things that are just happening. I mean, everybody's popping. Recruitment is up. I don't know about you guys, but I hope you hear some neat stories tonight about your recruiting. Because I know for Jerry and I, it's been going bonkers up here in Waco. And so I'm going to turn this over first to my wonderful co-host, Jackie Carter. I know she's online because I just talked to her a few minutes ago. And she's getting ready for a big event she's really excited about. Rick and Paige are somewhere in the backwoods of Ohio, so we don't even know if he's going to have cell service tonight. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, and she's going to bring us up to speed on any of the announcements that need to be made and make sure everybody's on the line.
Well, I just want to welcome everybody to the call. Thanks, Steve. Glad you all had a great Fourth, and I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's information tonight about everything about their prospecting and recruiting, the last business filter. But I just want to also remind, before we do roll, I want to remind everybody that hotel reservations are now open, and if you want to stay at the Shingle Creek Resort and be where all the action is, then I advise you to get online, get your reservations now. It doesn't cost you a thing at this point, but you will hold your space. It's a huge discount, and proactive, and you're all going to win something anyway, so most of your days, depending on how long you're going to stay, is going to be paid for anyway, but at least get your reservation in. So that'd be a shame if you won a reservation and you didn't have a reservation. So anyway, here we go. Let's start with Rhonda Schultz from Naperville, Illinois. Are you here?
I am here.
Oh, great. Ken and Byron Anderson from Bastrop, Texas.
We're here.
Woo. Maria and Maury Ruiz from San Antonio.
We're here in Alamo City.
Oh, in Alamo City. Oh, cool. You're moving on me. You're making me look bad, dude. Aurora Robles, Corpus Christi, Texas.
I'm here.
Awesome. Ron and Betty Frank from Austin, Texas.
We're here.
Cindy Pack from Waco, Texas.
I'm here.
And let's see, Jay and Carol Georgie from San Antonio, Texas.
Here.
All right. And Greg and Penny Kerville from Cary, North Carolina. Well, they're not on yet, but Carol Riddick from Platinum from Cary, North Carolina is going to be one of the speakers at our event here up here in Michigan, along with Diamond Martha Herring. So for all of you that are in the area, Ann Bodek and Patrick Millsap will be here this coming Saturday. It is a huge event. Of course, our friends from Focus on Growth, Dennis Bryan, will be here. Have all those awesome products, support tools that you can get. So we're looking forward to a huge event. So if you're going to be in the area, come on by. And that's it. Partner, back to you.
Okay. Well, am I echoing all of a sudden?
Yes, you are. I don't know if it's you or something causing it.
I don't know. You never know from week to week, but it's exciting, and we got a lot of neat stuff to talk about. Tonight we're going to talk about your last three prospects, and what's the first thing you did with them. And how exciting can that be? Talking about your last three prospects, because they're always fresh in your mind, because you're never a prospect in every week, and everybody's doing it every day, so this ought to be fun. So we're going to go to San Antonio first.
Hey, Steve?
Yes?
Isn't it supposed to be how you recruited and sponsored your last business builder?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Rick said the last two prospects.
Well, we did that already.
Yeah.
Okay, then your last business builder. We can do that, too.
So it's supposed to be, how did your prospect recruit sponsor your last business builder?
Oh, we can do that. I'm flexible.
We know. We just wanted to make sure. You were just testing us to see if we were paying attention.
I
want to
make sure you knew what was going on tonight, okay?
Yes, well, we do.
And we do.
So how did you prospect, recruit, and sponsor your last business builder? And, you know, and where did they go from there? And what did you do with them to get them in the first place? Because you're going to be talking about that anyway. So we're going to go to Jay and Carol. And, Jay, if you guys have two separate ones, so you're welcome to do that. How did you prospect, recruit, and sponsor your last business builder?
I will kind of go back to the somebody.
Can you put star forward so your gain's up? everybody's got a dog. Okay, are you there? Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, what happened with us, I was attending one of the human speech core training weekend, and I don't exactly know what it was to think about her, but I started thinking about a girl from school with that I had years and years. She had recently contacted food.com, like about 6 months before that, and I just read a bit, but for some reason that seemed to be more really did not get her face out of my mind. So on my way home that I called her and left a message that said, I'm about you, I'm not sure why, but for some reason I'm supposed to call and get in touch with you. And a day or two later, she called me back a little bit, and sure enough, I've been having some problems physically. And I told her, I said, well, let me.
Is somebody outside in the wind?
I think what it is somebody's breathing into the mouthpiece.
Sounds like they're on an earbud and they're dragging it across their chest or something. Somebody's making a lot of noise.
Sounds like we have Darth Vader on the line.
Exactly. Okay, General, you start over, please.
Hey guys, it's Rick. I had to walk. You cannot imagine to get one bar on this phone and stand up on a fence.
I'm not doing no more. Have a great call.
You guys are awesome. Have a great call, and I just appreciate you all so much, and I would never miss a call. I'm in the middle of Western Illinois, not far from Mississippi River, and I mean to tell you, I almost had to call up and ask for Sarah on a tin can on the telephone pole. So it's so bless you all. Have a great call, and I'm going to try to listen as long as I can. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks,
Rick. Carol, I want to start over.
Are you sure? Okay.
We can hear you now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to make it
short and sweet. Basically, when I attended a Humans Being More earlier this year, I kept thinking about one of the girlfriends I went to school with that had recently contacted me through classmates.com, and we hadn't seen each other probably in 20 years. But anyway, for some reason, I kept thinking about her all weekend. I called her on my way home that time, and we got in touch with each other by phone, and sure enough, she had been having some problems financially and physically with herself and her family. And I told her a little bit about what we were involved in, and I said, I just feel like I need to share this with you. And so we got our upline on the phone and had a three-way call with her, and it was just very perfect timing. You know, it was what she was looking for that she didn't know was out there. And, you know, she and her husband were both kind of looking for something. And Jay and I made plans to go to Houston within a couple of weeks so we could meet with them face-to-face and had a good visit. Jay and Wayne had not met each other before but became friends very quickly, and our relationship has just progressed from there. It's been wonderful to get back in touch with them. So basically, you know, it was a phone call, it was a three-way, it was a one-on-one with a rollout and looking at the computer and the different things available to them that made them want to get involved with us, and we're just trying to help them get going and, you know, make everything happen for all of us.
Cool. So this is an old friend, and you did a three-way with him.
Yeah, we did a three-way with Fleeta, and then, like I said, Jay and I went to Houston and did a one-on-one with him just because, I mean, heck, I needed a hug. I hadn't seen this woman in 20 years, so I like this business.
Cool. Awesome. Do you have anything to add to that? You got one?
Oh, yeah. last October, we were down in North Carolina for my 36th high school reunion. And I have a stepson from my first marriage, and I hadn't seen him since he came back from Desert Storm. So I went to look him up, and I found him. He works at the post office there in town where we were at. And, the tears were on. It was just, after 17 years of not seeing him, it was just like we were buds then, and it was just, he goes and he says, Jay, I never thought I'd ever see you again. And he said, I listen to everything you talk, and he says, I've done well for it, and that made me really feel big. And so we got to spend a lot of time with him and everything, and we shared with him what we were doing and everything, and he's interested because he's also, he's still in the Army Reserves, as he's in a drill sergeant unit, and he's interested in getting some of them kids healthy, too, because that's a big part of his job, is health. And so last month he signed up with us, and he's going to get one of his packs soon, and he's going to start taking it to his troops. And it's been pretty exciting because we get to talk whenever we get a chance. And it's pretty awesome. He's a good boy, and he's done a great job.
Cool. Awesome.
It's been great. It's wonderful. I love this. I love this Negan job, man. This is sweet.
It's a tough one to swallow, isn't it?
Oh, man, you can't beat it. The relationship.
Okay, so you got anything to add to that?
That's it from here.
Yep.
All right, then we're going to jump up to Waco, Texas, where my home is right now. And we're going to talk to Cindy Peck. And I want to tell you, every time you see Cindy Peck, she's got a smile on her face and she says, hi.
Hi.
Hi. I knew that was coming, see?
I'm just so excited. Last week I shared with y'all about a young lady that I said, come on, go to the meeting with me. I need somebody to go. And on the way home, she says, I think I can do this business. And then she had a death in the family, so she has not signed the papers yet. But she has got me in front of people. She's already got some mag steps sold because she's had such a awesome experience, a product experience with her feet. That she's telling everybody. I mean, she's just so excited. She's writing down da-da-da-da. So I'm real excited to be able to work with her, and it's like so much of a change in her. Like, it's given her a purpose, you know? And that's just really awesome. But I had another one that I just signed up, and she just bought her pack, and this lady came through a chiropractor in Waco, called me and asked me if I had the magnets. Well, he knew I did because I'd give his wife massages. And years ago, he used to sell the magnets in his store, so he knows what they are. He used to be in Nikki years ago. And so he called me and he told me he had an aunt that lived in Brady that had a sister-in-law that had cancer, and he suggested some magnets for her. So the lady, Clara is her name, she called me, and I talked with her, and she ordered some product. And then I went through Brady going somewhere, and my upline, and I went through there and dropped the product off, and she really loved it, and she couldn't let go of it. So she called me and ordered another power mag for this other lady because she couldn't let go of her power mag. And so I ended up taking that power mag to her this weekend, and she's saying, you know, I think I want to buy that pack. So she ended up buying the pack, and really, she says, I don't know that I want to do the business, but I know I want the pack. Well, you know yourself, someone can't have such a product experience if they want to keep all this and not share the business. And she told me, I'll share it with people, Cindy, I will. But she's 73, and, you know, in her mind, she thinks she doesn't want to do a business. But she's got two daughters that were there with her that are real into alternative stuff. So I'm looking forward to that one, too. So I'm really excited. Got a lot of things going.
Cool. Awesome. You anything to add to that?
Nope, I think that's it. I'm just excited. Can you feel it?
Okay, I can feel it. I can feel it through the phone. I think that when Cindy comes to a meeting, we have revival. That's what happens. Okay. We're going to go to Maria and Mauricio in San Antonio.
Yes, hello?
Hello, Mauricio.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Yes, my last builder. It's most recent at which I do massages part time, and where I do massages is there's a new massage therapist. Been doing this for a while. She lived in San Antonio, went to Arizona, came back to San Antonio. She has a daughter that has a brain tumor. And that's how the conversation started, and I
That's where I slipped in and told her about Nikon. So, told her about Nikon and give her a healthier you. Right now, I'm in the process of getting her in touch with my upline, which is Fleeta. So that's where we stand right now. Tomorrow, we're going to get in touch. Have Fleeta talk to her, because I told her likewise about the business, because she's very entrepreneurial. She has had businesses before, and I told her about the business side of Nikon. So she's very excited, in part for having a wellness home for her daughter, and likewise doing business. So that's where I'm at right now. That she's interested in doing the business, but right now I just need to make visibility by having Fleeta talk to her about, more about Nikon and see where I take it from there, maybe to a wellness or maybe do a face-to-face with Fleeta.
Cool. Awesome. Maria, do you have anything to add?
She's not
on
the line
right now.
Okay, she's not on
the line. Okay. Does that take care of you? Are you done?
Yes.
So your first one was through doing massages, and then you got a three-way upline.
Yes.
Cool. All right, then we're going to drop down to Aurora, who I just saw last week. Aurora, you're on the line, right?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. Hi. Because I want to tell you something. You have one of the most beautiful houses.
Oh, thank you.
It was very nice, and thank you for allowing me to come and share with you guys.
Well, thank you for coming. You were a big help, by the way. One of my prospects, and thanks to Steve coming down, that kind of helped too. Actually, this is one of my original 100 list prospects, and they were friends that I've known for, since I was about 16 years old. I've known the husband, and I've met the wife. I didn't meet her until I was probably about 18, 19. Anyway, I had invited them to my very first wellness preview that I had originally had here back in February. The husband didn't come, and the wife did, and she's a good friend of mine, and she came, and I wasn't real sure. I couldn't get a feel of what her interest was at that time, and they stayed for the preview. They stayed for the demos and everything afterwards. Well, she did anyway, and her daughters. And, in between the time, I've talked to them off and on, her more, because he doesn't seem to be interested, so I'm not pushing on that end. And I really wasn't pushing her, but I really wasn't sure of her interest. And then this week I signed her up, and she came to the preview. She had just signed up, but she still wasn't sure. And I think after the preview and afterwards that evening on the preview, we had a preview Tuesday night, she told me she was interested, very much interested in the business. And she had some product experience, because the weekend before that she had come to my house for, I guess that was Father's Day weekend, and I had given her one of the nutritionals I'm taking, and she definitely felt some results with the sports bracelet. She had a product results with the sports bracelet and was one of the nutritionals. Well, it was the Ostrudent, and she's very excited about it. So she signed up as a member, and then on Tuesday night we talked some more, and she told me she's definitely interested in the business side of it. The only thing is she's not real sure she can get up in front of people. And I told her not to worry. That's what we're here for. I said, I'll hold the previews. I'll do the presentation. She just brings her prospects. And that's how we can build a business. And so she's real excited about it. And she told her husband this is something she wants. He's not too excited about it, but he told her husband this is something I want to do and something I believe in. And I was excited to hear her tell me that when I talked to her a couple of days after the preview. I think it's a good, in my opinion, it's a good business builder for me and for her. So I was real excited. Again, thank you, Steve, for coming down. I've got, I sold some products to some of the other people that were there, and hopefully I'm thinking that they might even be interested. There's interest on the spouse is interested, the female. The husband's interested in being the business, and the spouse is the female is definitely interested in the products. So and it's just a matter of, make your list, contact them, and just go from there. Just keep talking to them. That's all you can do. You never know. It was, 5 months ago? It was the first time I talked to the business builder I had this week, and she's a member and a consultant. So that's all I can say. Just keep talking.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome. Well, we had a full house down there. I was really excited when I was down on vacation. After a little sidetrack here, I was down on vacation at the coast and happened to be not too far from Aurora and Robert's house And I had told him I was going to be there, and they asked me if I would come do a preview. I think we might have even mentioned it on this call last week, but we got there, and Aurora took full advantage of it and had a full house there, and we had a ball, and it was fun. So I'm glad that panned out for you. And cool, I'm excited. All right,
yeah,
you got anything to add to that?
No, other than thank you very much. I really do appreciate you coming down.
Cool. And this is a people helping people business, folks. You're not in my line, are you?
No, you're not. And that was actually kind of fascinating to my new consultant and the ones coming up. They said they were impressed. They were.
Cool. But we're Nick and family. That's what counts. All right. I'm going to jump up to Austin to Ron and Betty Franks, a few of my favorite friends. Ron and Betty, two of my favorite friends that aren't there. So they were there a little while ago. Maybe they're on mute. Ron and Betty, if you're on mute, go ahead and mute back in, and we'll talk to you. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and go to Rhonda Schultz up in Batavia, Illinois.
I'm here. I just had to unmute.
Okay.
But I am now in Naperville.
You're now in Naperville. You moved?
Yeah, I moved a little while ago. Donna Johnston now has a roommate.
Oh, awesome. Okay, congratulations.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. We heard about a lot of massage therapists on the line tonight, and my story is going to kind of follow along that same line. How I actually got introduced to Nikan was a lot of physical challenges. I had a lot of physical challenges, one of which was fibromyalgia and 3 herniated discs in my neck. So I do a lot of maintenance, and because of that, I sometimes get gift certificates, which is really nice, for massage. And I had a pretty good gift certificate, which allowed me to have several massages. And I ended up going and meeting this young man who was very into health. And I would think that a lot of massage therapists are, because you're really affecting all the systems of the body with that. And really, it's a huge health benefit. It's not just a luxury. It really does well for the body. But we were talking, and I love my cardio stride. And I always wear those. And he was talking about his ambitions, and he didn't like his job. He had a regular job where he worked at Caterpillar, and it was, worked the night shift. He worked on the graveyard shift, and really didn't like it. Was looking to do something else. Is actually going back to NIU to get his degree in nutrition, because he wants to expand out that way. And we just kind of got to talking, and I had an opportunity. I didn't really talked to him a whole lot the first time because I knew I was going to be coming back. And I showed him my shoes, and he just thought those were the coolest things. So after about the third meeting, he was really interested in what we were doing. I kind of held off on saying anything to him, but I said, well, no, why don't we get together for a cup of coffee? He actually ended up coming over to my place. And we sat down, and we did an ABC, and I showed him thermographics video. And he was just—he was there. I mean, he bought the signed up, bought the shoes right away. And like I said, he's finishing up his degree in NIU, and he's looking to incorporate this into his future. He does that. That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
He's really excited about it.
Awesome. Cool. So through a massage.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. You know, it's really neat. You can talk to people about Nikan anywhere, anytime you want. And that's what's exciting about his business. You got anything to add to that?
No, I think it was pretty straightforward and simple. It was probably one of my more simple ones.
Okay. And we're going to go to Bastrop, Texas. And you know what I'm talking about, Ken and Byra Anderson.
The last builder that we have, we actually met her several months ago. And we had a booth downtown and had the Aquaport and a few other products there. And she comes running up and goes, oh, my stuff. And I looked at her and I went, what do you mean, your stuff? And she said, I was in Nikan 17 years ago. And she says, I've been trying to find somebody, and whoever signed her up before. 4th, just signed her up and left. Didn't help her, didn't do anything, didn't tell her anything. She didn't even know she could needed to renew every year. So we brought her out to the house and showed her all the new products that Neekin has, a lot more than 17 years ago. She still had her sleep system, and she signed up immediately, ordered some more products. She has recruited several people just using products, but she was afraid to talk to anyone about the business. She was prejudging people, and, you know, oh, no, they won't do that. And I said, well, wait, you don't know that. And, you know, once she got over being prejudging people and realizing there are people interested in the business, and she started talking about the business, she's on fire right now. She is ready to go. She started a 21 club today and recruited two people who all order products. So we're very proud of her. She's real excited. We're real excited. And it's just amazing how you just never know when things will happen with people.
Cool. Awesome. Ken, you got anything to add to that?
We're real proud of her. Like Byra said, you know, she has a tendency to prejudge people, and she's getting away from that. And the more she gets away from that, the more she comes out of her shell, and things start to happen positively for her. And we're real proud of the way she's learned and the way she's picked up and carrying on and getting her confidence built up in the business. It's been
cool. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to, since we got plenty of time, I'm going to go and ask our wonderful co-host, Jaggy Carter, to tell us about her last business prospect, how she met them, how she recruited them, and sponsored them. Now, after that dildo, you better be there, Jaggy.
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what that. Oh, how embarrassing. I just want to see if you're paying attention.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you. We've been talking about massage tonight, so I'll talk to you about massage. I had a person sit next to me in church one day, and had not met her before. And our pastor has started a website for Christian women, and I happened to be one of the people that was asked to, you know, kind of give it a trial run. And once it was up and live, several people, of course, have come online, and this person was one of them. And so I didn't, because they came in late, she and her husband, well, not late, but during worship, we didn't have a chance to introduce ourselves except just to say, hi, how are you, nice to see you kind of thing. But you don't talk when you're in church kind of thing. And they left, and we were talking to some other people after the service. And so I saw her online on the website, and I sent her a little note. I just said, it was nice to see you, and I see that you do massage, and I would like to get together with you because I'm looking for a new massage therapist. Because as Rhonda knows, I like deep, deep, deep massages, and it's very hard for me to find someone who does it like I like. And so we met for coffee, and she asked me what I did, and what do you think I told her? And so she had been involved in network marketing and currently was carrying some products in her office. And I didn't push the issue. I said, well, you know, we can talk about it. And I really didn't tell her much. I mean, I mentioned a few things, but I didn't say, hey, do you want to do the business kind of stuff? I just kind of let her leave it. Because I didn't want her to think that I was getting together with her because I wanted to talk to her about Neekin. Because that isn't the reason I wanted to get to talk to her. I was looking for a massage therapist first, and secondarily, I look at everybody as a prospect. So, yes, that did cross my mind, but that wasn't the purpose of that meeting. Anyway, long story short is I got a couple of massages. She asked about the products. We started talking. She had a product experience, and nothing major, but a product experience, and now she is planning to go to convention, and she's has her goal set on silver. Unfortunately, her husband is very, very ill, and she was told day before yesterday that he probably will not make it. So she is focused on that right at the moment, as she should be. And so our thoughts and prayers are with her, but that's how I met her.
Cool. Awesome. Do you have anything to add to that?
No. I'll have another story because I met someone else in church last Sunday. So I'll have another story for the next go-around.
Well, you can go ahead and tell us if you'd like.
Mm-mm. He's not in yet, but he will be.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, we've got more than a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take a turn at this. Before I go any further, the one thing I'm really learning a lot on here, listening to everybody talk, is that you can meet people anywhere, anytime. Did Ron and Betty come in by any chance? Are you there?
I heard them say yes, but we can barely hear you.
Can you put *4?
Hi, Steve. It's Betty and Ron.
Yes. Yes, we can hear you now. Okay, now that we've got Betty and Ron Franks from Austin, Texas, you want to tell us how you prospected your last business builder and how you recruited them?
Yes, I will. I don't know what happened. We lost the call for a little bit, but I have listened to Jackie as where we were able to get back on. So I'd love to share with you what we have done most recently. Although I was looking back at my notes, you know, and sometimes it is definitely a process. This person actually signed up in December. But it's a fun story. How we met was at our regular Thursday night preview. Ran into her at the hotel, and she was getting ready for a meeting that she had there. And of course, we were getting ready for ours, and we chatted. And she seemed very interested in health and wellness, but she was already in a nutritional company. But we exchanged phone numbers, followed up with her the very next day. And then we met again the next week. I gave her Healthier You. And then she began to come to some things. Came to a luncheon where she met Liz and several other people in my upline, Liz Coker and Terry Latham, Joe Higdon, many people, and was very impressed. She tried the water system. I did have one that I could loan to her, so I did that. She joined, and she's been in a process of adding products to her own, building her own wellness home. And then this year is interested now in really learning how to do this business and doing it as a business. But she's really been a neat person that wanted to take control of her own health and wellness first, began using products, just about has a wellness home, products at a time. And we have a lot of people in the process of follow-up because we've done a two-day event here in Austin where we were out at a concrete festival. So it's been fun. That's how we met, and I think that keeping people in the process, sometimes it takes a while and sometimes they take right off. So I'm excited about her.
Cool. Is Ron on the phone with you?
Yeah. Let me see what he's got to add.
It's Ron.
Hey, Ron.
I really don't have much to add to this. You know, they've been really diligently following up all those leads that they got at the Concrete Festival, and that in and of itself is overwhelming for them. So it's been nice to see them busy.
Nice to see them busy. I like it. Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right. With that, I want to say a couple things here, folks. One, I've noticed that you can meet people anywhere. I mean, you guys have a wide, well, there's a lot of massages going on tonight. I think everybody's listening on the gallery side is going to go get a massage tomorrow so they can meet somebody. But there's a lot of ways to meet people. And, you know, just to give you one example, my latest and most exciting person, my new business builder, is Stephen Amber. And you're going to be hearing a lot about them because they have a dream. And we just got talking, and I got them to come to a preview, and that's how it all started. I got them to come to a preview, and Steve and Amber have a dream. And, of course, most of you on this call understand and know that you got to have a dream in order to do anything. And so you're going to be hearing a lot about Steve and Amber, but we met through church, and then I got them to a preview here, and Rick spoke, and it was just, and then it was just like, we've got to do this. So I'm really excited about it. He's been coming to the meetings. He's been inviting people. And I noticed something else here tonight. A lot of people use their upline. And it's important that we understand that we got to use our upline. We got to use our three ways. We got to get people on a call. I love to get people in front of Rick. my most exciting thing to do is get people in front of Rick, because when they get in front of Rick, you just can't help but get excited. I mean, he's got a goal and he's got a passion for this. So that was my experience. The neat thing I'm really excited about is in this business is that it just seems to be that people are starting to look for Nikan. I mean, all of a sudden it's really wild. The first day of the month, second day of the month, we had a call that somebody called up and said, I want to buy a sleep system. And I'm like, okay, cool. You want to be a member or a consultant? And they said, no, we don't want to be a consultant at all. We don't want anything to do with that. We just want the sleep system. We'll be a member. And already they've sent somebody else to me to buy a sleep system. So it's really exciting what's taking place and the people that you can meet. We were in a store yesterday looking at the new Wii because it's got that fit, the Wii Fit, where you can bowl and all that neat stuff right in the privacy of your own living room. You know, Rick will probably be wearing high heels and some crazy outfit doing it. But anyway, I couldn't resist that, Rick. Anyway, we were in the store talking about this Wii machine, and he was explaining to me all about it. And he goes, yeah, he says, as a matter of fact, he says, I'm taking physical therapy as my major and health science and blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, really, that's pretty cool. I said, we have an international health and wellness company. And he says, oh, really? Can you tell me about it? And I said, well, we're, 32 years old, largest provider of healthcare products in Japan. And I said, now, so tell me more about this Wii Fit thing, because I want to use it for some exercise. And every time I would talk about the Wii, he'd want to talk about my business. So basically what happened is he's going to be coming to our meeting on Thursday and bringing some people with him. So I'm really excited about that. It's so simple and it's so easy. So, you guys are doing an awesome job out there. You guys are meeting people. And coming on this call is really a blessing to a lot of people. Because there's people on the gallery side that just don't understand that it's as simple can be. And if you keep it simple, it works really well. Don't make it any more complicated than it is, and your business will grow. With that, we got a little bit more time. Anybody want to add anything else to the call tonight? If not, we're going to call it a short call.
This is Jay. I'd like to add something.
Okay.
You were talking a while ago, the importance of the cross lines, and you getting to go down there to Corpus and helping out and everything. And Carol and I are really grateful for the cross line help that we get from the True Actors of St. John's down in Houston. And it's just, they're wonderful people. And it's so important because any of our business builders aren't really close. Everybody's out of town. And it's really wonderful that the Nikan family, how much we help each other and everything, and that we can rely on each other. It's just been so helpful. And it's
awesome.
Really important for people to use, people that are available in the areas where they're prospecting and getting business builders.
Cool. And it is nice, and it is fun.
This is where I do want to add. I know a lot of people have been talking about prejudging. And that is so important because I know when I did my list, Mary, the lady that signed up this week, I really put them on my list, but I kind of put them on the list as maybe customers, And here, she's looking at the business. So that is something you got to be, think about. Don't prejudge, just talk. And most important, don't push because, you talk about it and they'll see it and then they'll experience it. So. And again, Steve, thank you for coming down.
It was my pleasure. Anyone else want to add something?
Yeah, Steve, I'll add something else. One of the things I wanted to point out is that it seems to us in a way that, and I heard a whole lot of this on the call this evening, a lot of these people are in the process sometimes for several months before they actually go, aha, and start to do the business or even start looking at the business. So, have the patience and give them time to go through the process and really look at it and decide for themselves whether it's something they want to do. It's not something you can push somebody into and have success. They've got to do it for themselves.
Exactly. And timing is of the essence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Timing, I found the timing is of the essence in almost every case, especially when you've got somebody that maybe just be dabbling, putting their toes in the water, and when they have that product experience, they seem to go, wow. Okay, great. Well, anybody else want to add anything? Jackie?
I think I will. I
I came across this new magazine that's coming out. It's called Ode, O-D-E, and it's called the Magazine for Intelligent Optimists. And I'm not sure why they sent me. I'm an optimist, but I don't know about being intelligent sometimes. But there was a little piece in there, and I think everything that we've talked about is so important, but there's one huge key, in my opinion, and that is that you have to believe that you can be successful in this business. You have to believe that you are going to achieve what you set out to do, and you have to know that no matter what, you can do it. And there was a little article in there about Muhammad Ali, and it said that Ali dominated boxing not because he was the strongest fighter, but because he understood the power of intention. Consciously believing he was the greatest made it actually true. And there is new physiological research that shows that this can work for anyone. Simply, and this is what the magazine says, and I'm quoting, simply visualizing a future accomplishment better prepares your mind and body to make it happen. Let me repeat that. Simply visualizing a future accomplishment better prepares your mind and body to make it happen. So when we believe that we are going to be Royal Diamond and we continually tell ourselves that, it prepares us subconsciously and consciously that it actually will happen, and then our actions will follow our beliefs.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we thank you for that. And before we go, I want to do a little plug for those of you that don't know about it or haven't utilized it yet. The big picture call every day at 1 o'clock. We're getting a lot of people on the line that seems to be doing a very good reading. These are the reading tool, folks. Get people online, give them the number, leave the number, let them go online, let them listen for 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes, you'll know whether they're interested or not.
That's at
1
o'clock Central
Time. 1 o'clock Texas time. So, y'all figure it out from there. With that, this is Steve Gross and Jackie Carter and the team. We'll see you at the top. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.